Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Joe Biden's administration is panicking over the consequences of Israel's genocidal onslaught against Gaza. Now, I don't mean the human consequences. The Biden administration has long made it clear that it has nothing but contempt for the value of Palestinian life. I mean the political consequences for Joe Biden, who faces a presidential election in just a few months, in which he will have to beg Democrats disillusioned with that minor triviality of him facilitating a genocide to vote for him. And they're also panicking about the consequences for US power, given this catastrophe has further damaged a flailing superpower, which has already spent the 21st century in terminal decline, thanks in large part to disastrous foreign military adventures. Now, that's why the US has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel. A bit of context here. Israel is the largest cumulative recipient of US foreign aid, and that's in the time period since its foundation back in 1948. So the largest cumulative recipient of any country on earth, receiving, when adjusted with inflation in mind, with around $300 billion in total economic and military assistance. Those figures, thanks to the figures provided by the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, Israel would never have got away with subjecting the Palestinians to ethnic cleansing, illegal occupation, siege, apartheid, colonization, repeated mass slaughters, even before the current horror, without US support. Now, since 7th of October, the US has reportedly made more than 100 military aid transfers to Israel, largely bypassing Congress in the process. Earlier this year, though, the administration sent Israel $14 billion worth of aid with no conditions attached whatsoever when it came to, you know, minor things like human rights, not slaughtering people, little children. Indeed, let's read what Rashida Tlaib, the Democratic representative in the House of Congress, the only Palestinian American in the US Congress, tweeted this week. She said it's no coincidence that immediately after our government sent the Israeli apartheid regime over $14 billion with absolutely no conditions in upholding human rights, Netanyahu began a ground invasion to continue the genocide of Palestinians with ammunition and bombs paid for by our tax dollars. Now, notably, she was one of only 37 House Democrats who voted against the foreign aid package that included military assistance for Israel, assistance which, of course, has proved crucial in this genocide. I mean, it's quite an astonishing thing to have to tweet out condemning your colleagues and your president for facilitating a genocide by sending the weapons in order to make it so. Now, let's just read from this latest news report. It says the Biden administration paused the shipment of bombs to Israel last week over concerns that the country was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah against the wishes of the United States. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Wednesday the shipment was supposed to consist of 1,800 and 2,000 pound bombs and 1,700 500 pound bombs, according to the official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive matter. The focus of US concern was the larger explosives and how they could be used in a dense urban setting like Rafah, where more than a million civilians are sheltering after evacuating other parts of Gaza amid Israel's war on Hamas, which came after the militant group's deadly attack on Israel on October 7th. I have to say, it's absolutely infuriating reading this. So now they hand-wring about the possibility of these explosives being used in dense urban settings like Rafah. Where have they been? Where have they been when an area the size of East London, one of the most densely populated places on Earth, has been subjected to the firepower equivalent of several nuclear bombs, largely of US weapons provided? I mean, this is a dense urban setting, to use the description there, a dense urban setting which has been carpet bombed by US weapons. And now they're worried. Indeed, given we're talking about southern Gaza, we know Israel has repeatedly dropped 2,000 pound bombs on so-called safe zones in the south, slaughtering huge numbers of civilians as they did so. None of that caused the US to reconsider its military aid or to stop it sending over those 2,000 pound bombs. Now, the press report goes on to say, Austin confirmed the weapons delay, telling the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense that the US paused one shipment of high payload munitions. So this is really tokenistic stuff, let's be clear. We should note that there was supposed to be a US State Department report issued this week on whether Israel has violated US and international humanitarian law during the war in Gaza. It was supposed to be released today, Wednesday, but has suddenly been delayed indefinitely. The State Department was working on it, apparently, and if it concluded Israel has violated international humanitarian law, the US would be expected to stop sending Israel military assistance. I mean, how the hell is this supposed to conclude it otherwise, given some of the worst war crimes, some of the worst atrocities of the 21st century have been committed over and over again in full public view, is beyond me. It has now been indefinitely delayed, as I say, which has to make you conclude that, of course, it's established that war crimes have been committed. Egregious war crimes. Because if not, the report would be a total joke. What on earth would it say? Now, the State Department spokesman Matt Miller today says that the poor shipment of weapons could just be the beginning. He says we are reviewing others. Well, too little too late, really, to say the least. But even this limited move has provoked a reaction from Israel's politicians. Let's listen to this particular lovely ray of sunshine belonging to the ruling Likud party.
יש לי חדשות לארצות הברית. יש לנו טילים לא מדויקים. ויש לנו את הזכות להתגונן. אז אולי במקום להשתמש בטיל מדויק ולהוריד חדר ספציפי, או בניין ספציפי, אני אשתמש בטילים הלא מדויקים שלי, ואני פשוט אמוטט 10 בניינים. 10 בניינים. 10 בניינים. זה מה שאני אעשה.
Now, to be clear, she's saying that the US is threatening not to give us precise weapons. Oh, yeah. Well, I got news for the US. We have imprecise weapons. I'll use it. I'll just collapse 10 buildings. That's what I'll do. So just overtly saying we'll commit even more brazen war crimes unless you keep arming us. I mean, it's just sometimes you have to process just how overt, how honest these people are when it comes to just yelling about their war crimes, not even trying to cover it up, not trying to pretend. The truth is Israel cannot keep committing war crimes without US support. It's just empty bluster. They depend on arms from the United States. What this does show is the US does have leverage. It just chooses not to use it, largely speaking. It's being forced to use this leverage, however limited it may be, under pressure. It shows leverage can be used. Now, a bit more context. A new poll commissioned by Zetio, the new media company founded by my brilliant friend, Mehdi Hassan, very proud of myself to be working for them, has some striking polling results. So in this new poll, they found 39% of likely voters think Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinians of Gaza. 38% say no. But among Democrats, it's 56% compared to 22% saying no. 56% of Democrats think genocide has been committed in terms of voters. 22% say no. 55% of Americans under 45 thinks it's genocide, while pluralities of Black and Latino voters, that means more than not, think it's genocide. Worth just absorbing that for a minute. What will happen now is Biden supporters are going to browbeat Americans to vote for him. They'll go, you're a moral disgrace, how dare you? Don't you know what's at stake? You've got to vote for us. It's Trump we're up against. How dare you? You're a disgrace. We have contempt for you. Vote for us. That's their general approach. Doesn't see how well that works. But let's just consider just how broken US democracy is. Firstly, I mean, given how many Democratic voters think genocide has been committed, and yet the vast majority of their representatives, Democratic representatives in the House of Congress, don't think genocide's been committed and actively support giving them arms. But I mean, it's one thing to say to US voters, vote for the lesser evil. What's happening in the November presidential election is unprecedented. Most of Biden's own voters are expected to have to vote for someone they believe has facilitated a genocide. For the rest of their lives, they will have to process the fact that in the name of stopping a greater evil, they voted for someone they believe is complicit in genocide. That's a moral stain which you expected to just take, and you'll never be able to scrub it off. That's how it works. Now, a political system which forces voters to make that kind of decision is completely broken. You just cannot expect a democracy to withstand that kind of pressure indefinitely, even though US democracy is one which is heavily caveated. But the truth is the Biden administration is panicking because it knows the gravity of Israel's crimes are just too obvious, too overt. It's driving Americans against Biden, and it's having a catastrophic impact on US power. They're panicking. So it's up to the movement against this, one of the great crimes of our age, to build yet more pressure, because we're winning this. But it's a race against time, because with every passing day, more Palestinians are slaughtered, more devastation is inflicted, more starvation imposed. But the fact is, these people have lost. They've lost. Israel's lost. Its allies are going to suffer terrible consequences for generations because of what's happened. But we've got to be confident because the fact that they're acting in however limited a way is because we're winning. So let's keep pushing. Please like and subscribe. Do leave your comments. Would love to hear, as ever. Do help us keep challenging the pro-war media at patreon.com/OJazz84. Listen to us, the podcast, and I'll speak to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.